This recording of a channeling session is intended for your personal use only and is protected by copyright. Please do not duplicate it for any commercial means, and please do not post it to any website. Feel free to post a link back to it on www.josiah.com. Thank you.
Now, once again, we would like to express our gratitude to each of you for offering us this opportunity to enter back into your vibrational level. We would once again remind you that there continues to exist that opportunity for you to be involved in that silent communication or that telepathic interaction and exchange of information with other entities that are with us on this afternoon. And once again, that opportunity for you to alter your consciousness exists as a result of your creating this energy. And while we would recommend that you become involved in that altered state of consciousness, as always, once again, that choice is yours, absolutely. Now, this reality, once again, is a validation of your beliefs and belief systems. Now, we've spoken quite extensively this afternoon about the utilization of the methods or the techniques or the materials, if you wish, that you use to create your reality. The reality you experience is a validation of your belief systems and gives to you that which you desire, without exception. And one of the keys, once again, to consciously influence and creating your reality is the utilization of your imagination. You see, your entire reality, your entire vibrational level, is simply the result of your imagination, the imagination of the human consciousness, the imagination of your societal beliefs and belief systems, and your individual utilizations of imagination. It's very easy for you to look at certain creations, if you wish, either discoveries or what you might refer to as your inventions, as being the validation and the creation as a result of someone's imagination. It's quite easy for you to see how an imagination can affect, for example, the invention of and the discovery of the techniques that are necessary for you to create a apparatus that has the capacity to traverse through your air or on your solid ground or on your water systems. Someone utilizes imagination, had a desire and the expectation that it was possible to accomplish that which they desire, that which they imagined was possible. And through their imagination came the creation process that brought it into your reality by the utilization of the human consciousness belief system, which, as we refer to many times, is your so-called laws of physics. By understanding what those human conscious belief systems were, what those laws of physics that applied to the particular desire that one wished to experience,
through the utilization many times and the influence of the societal belief system. Many of those so-called discoveries or those so-called inventions involved more than the desire and imagination and expectation of one particular individual. In fact, it is not uncommon for you to view what you refer to as your past history and to discover that on the opposite sides of your earth systems, individuals were creating and experiencing similar so-called inventions at the same time, acting upon and being influenced by your human conscious belief systems and your societal belief systems that influence your reality. It's easy for you to grasp that concept, that one could imagine and experience that type of creation process. An example that becomes one that's best much more upon your imagination is your discovery of, if you wish, and the advancement of, and the invention of your so-called atomic energy, where through the imagination of individuals that it was possible for you to release the energy contained within a particle that is far beyond your capacity in terms of size to ever physically experience, to visualize or to see an imagination. An imagination that the universe is comprised of particles similar in physical makeup that you refer to as atoms, and that contained within those atoms is a source of energy that is utilized once again to maintain and to construct your so-called universe. And so an individual, through utilizing a desire and imagination, had the expectation that it was possible to release the energy contained within a particle that was only, for all intents and purposes, a piece of his imagination. Not something that one could see, not something that one could physically display to others, but rather a concept, an imagination. But through the expectation, one was capable of bringing into your reality this utilization of imagination, of the possibility of releasing the energy that you utilize to create your reality. An example of desire, imagination, and expectation, with the emphasis on the imagination of what it was to have an experience, to manipulate a portion of your environment, of your creation, that is beyond your perception, other than once again through your imagination. Through your understanding that there must be a source of energy that is utilized to create your reality, that it's possible to release that energy. You constantly manipulate various atoms and molecules in your earth system in order to release energy, not to the extent or to the extreme that you utilize in your so-called atomic energy, where you seemingly destroy an atom in order to release the energy. The irony of it is that you don't destroy anything, you alter it. And so it is when you
are involved in creation of and experiencing other sources of energy. It's a transformation, not something that's involved in destroying, but rather the releasing of certain types of energy through the alteration of the makeup of the various materials that you utilize. So you do that on a continual basis. Many times, the seemingly side effects of that particular type of creation process is less than desirable, but nonetheless, you continue to be involved in that process for the seemingly desirable results that you achieve from that alteration. The irony of it is that through the utilization of your imagination, it's possible for you to tap in to certain types of energy without experiencing the so-called undesirable side effects that come from the utilization and manipulation of certain materials and molecules in order to access the energy that's contained within that particular element. It's the utilization of imagination that's important. Imagination and expectation, it's how you create this reality. It's an important aspect in the process of creation. So many of your seemingly inventions, you can trace back to a particular point where one had an imagination of what it would be like. What it would be like to imagine the possibility for limitless communication throughout your Earth systems, instantly communicating with someone on the other side of your Earth system. A concept which in your so-called past seemed absolutely impossible, and yet in your so-called present you accept as not only being possible, but is accepted as being almost something that you take for granted, because you understand the technology that you put in place, that you put in place to allow such an interaction to occur, all based upon your desire, your expectation, your imagination, your thoughts and feelings, choices and decisions, and what it is that you believe. And so imagination plays an important part in this creation process. When you utilize this creation process through desire and imagination and expectation, utilizing the imagination through various techniques can assist you greatly in accomplishing that which you desire. Imagination. One of the ways that you can experience success in utilizing imagination is through meditation. You see, meditation allows you to alter your consciousness, to accept that sets your so-called subconsciousness while maintaining awareness of the interaction. And in that connection with your so-called subconsciousness and while you maintain awareness, you can indeed utilize imagination to bring into your so-called awakened consciousness state that which you desire. When you're in that altered state of consciousness, in that meta-pattern state, and you're aware of what it is that your subconsciousness is interacting with and experiencing, you can influence that interaction. You can influence that experience by utilizing your imagination. And when you utilize your imagination, we would encourage you as well to utilize as many senses as is possible for you to experience in that altered state of consciousness. Pay attention to what it is that you would imagine it would feel like. Imagination of what it might smell or taste, but what you see. Utilize your senses for the imagination to make it more real. You see, the spark of consciousness that creates this reality that you are does not have any concept of what is right or wrong, good or bad, in your so-called awakened consciousness state or in altered states of consciousness. It gives to you that which you desire. It validates your belief system. Does not pay attention to the state of consciousness. Does not pay attention to whether it's good or bad, right or wrong, whether it's desirable or less than desirable. It gives to you that which you believe. It validates the belief systems. You validate the belief systems. When we refer to it, we're referring to the spark of consciousness that you are, the basis of what you are. You are the ones that create the reality. And utilizing your imagination in your meditative state enhances your expectation. Again, the spark of consciousness that you are is not judging whether it's right or wrong, does not judge whether or not you're in a varied state of consciousness, whether you're in your so-called awakened conscious state, or whether you're in your altered state of consciousness, whether you're in a dream state, or whether you're between incarnations. It makes no difference to that spark of consciousness that you are. The God that you are gives to you that which you desire, without exception and without judgment. Without deciding whether or not it's in your awake conscious state or in your altered state of consciousness. When you utilize your imagination in your altered state of consciousness and you practice it, because you see, you believe in your awakened consciousness state, that there's this process of practice that's necessary, a passage of time makes it more real. You have to put in the time in order to become accomplished at something. It makes it more real. And so you, in your altered state of consciousness, practice this meditative state, practice this imagination, utilize it, make an effort, make a conscious decision to be involved in that process, to maintain the awareness of what it is that you're experiencing while your seemingly physical bodily is unaware. When you are in an altered state of consciousness and yet aware of what it is that you're experiencing in that state, and utilizing your imagination, controlling and directing what it is that you're imagining, what it is that you wish to experience. Make it real. The more real it can seem to, with your imagination, the more real it is to that spark of consciousness that you are, that rejoices in the creation process. Without judging, once again, whether it's right or wrong, whether you're in an awake or altered state of consciousness. And again, because you believe that the passage of time makes it more real. It validates your human consciousness belief system in time and space. The more you practice, the more real it becomes. And you can reach a point where when you're in that meditative state and you return to your so-called awakened consciousness state, the meditative state and the experience that you had in that meditative state and the emotions and feelings and the reality that you experienced in that altered state of consciousness while maintaining your awareness can seem as real and as valid and as important as what it is that you experience in your so-called awakened consciousness state. We're not suggesting for an instance that you dwell in that altered state of consciousness, because you choose to exist in this vibrational level to experience the reality in your awakened consciousness state. And yet by utilizing your imagination in that meditative state, you can definitely have an influence on the reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state. You can bring it into your reality. You can enhance your expectation. Many individuals in your vibrational level who are seemingly what you would refer to as your most intelligent and advanced individual access their imaginary realities in that altered state of consciousness and bring it into this reality with the concepts that they discovered in an altered state of consciousness and in your so-called awakened consciousness state, apply it, create it, and come up with a seemingly very advanced and impossible types of discoveries and inventions. And one wonders how they could seemingly be so advanced in their perception. And many times, that discovery, that understanding, that breakthrough, if you wish, came in an altered state of consciousness through the utilization of imagination. It's like, oh, there it is. And by utilizing the maintaining of their awareness in that altered state of consciousness, they bring it back into their seemingly awakened consciousness state and apply it to their creation process, and can be very successful at creating in your so-called awakened consciousness state a concept that was perceived and understood in an altered state of consciousness, where it had due to the utilization of their imagination can seemingly very easy and quite easy to understand. The utilization and the understanding in the perception of the atomic energy concept is discovered and utilized in an altered state of consciousness. Oh, utilizing imagination, perhaps this would be possible. And then experiencing through the utilization of imagination what that creation process would be like, and then maintaining the awareness and bringing it back into the conscious state and applying it in the creation process. Each of you has that capacity. In your rooted state of consciousness, utilize your imagination. Utilize all of your senses. Make it real. Make it real and understand what it is that you desire and apply it and do it on a continual basis. Take the time to alter your consciousness. We would encourage you, and we seldom give instructions as to what one should be involved in your creation process, because once again, a method or technique is not nearly as important as your belief in the method or technique that you utilize. We would, however, to encourage you to, on a daily basis, at least once in your daily basis, be involved in a meditative state, in an altered state of consciousness. It's not something that you must learn how to do. It's something that you must take the time to do. And you will discover that it's quite easy. Each of you knows how to do this. This is not something that you must learn. This is something that, once again, all of you do on a continual basis. Each day you alter your consciousness to an extent that's far beyond the altered state of consciousness that you experience in a meditative state. You do it continuously, on a daily basis. You go into your sleep state and into a dream state where you are in an extended altered state of consciousness. And you influence and have an impact upon the reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness that you do it all on a daily basis. So it's not something that you don't know how to do, but it's something that you must take the time to do and to consciously make an effort to maintain your awareness, to utilize your imagination in that altered state of consciousness. And once again, we would encourage you to be involved in that meditative process at least once in your daily activity. The amount of time that you utilize is not really all that important. You see, when you get into an altered state of consciousness, and you maintain your awareness of what it is that you're attempting to experience, the passage of time, this illusionary passage of time dissipates, does not exist. And so you can, in an altered state of consciousness, in a meditative state, accomplish in a matter of, in your so-called measured and awakened conscious state of time, in a matter of perhaps 5 minutes, accomplish an entire experience that in your awakened consciousness that may span several hours or weeks even. Because time and space are illusions, and in those altered states of consciousness, it's possible for you through the utilization of imagination to put the time and space aside. And it's not uncommon as you practice your meditative state, because once again you believe that if you practice you become better at something. It validates your belief in time and space. So as you continuously practice this meditative state, this altered state of consciousness, you will begin to discover that it's more and more possible for you to experience this concept of no time and no space, and to utilize your imagination like a conscious effort to maintain awareness of what it is that you're experiencing. You happen to drift off and go into a deeper state of consciousness, that doesn't mean that you failed in what it is that you're trying to attempt. But the next time, make a conscious effort, the decision and the choice to maintain your awareness. And if you feel that awareness slipping away, don't be afraid to terminate if you wish to end that particular meditative state. And you will discover that it's possible for you to be involved in that altered state of consciousness and become entirely aware of what it was that you're experiencing, to have total recall of what it was that you experienced when you returned to your awakened consciousness state. And yet in that altered state of consciousness, you will reach a state where you are not at all aware of what it is that's occurring around you in your so-called awakened consciousness reality. The entire illusionary reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state is beyond your perception when you were in that meditative state, and yet in that meditative state you are quite aware of what it is that you are experiencing and creating. You are more in control, and you can learn to utilize your imagination and the more senses that you bring into the experience, the better the experience, and the more your spark of consciousness rejoices in the creation process as a result of the feelings and emotions that you experience in that altered state of consciousness. And when you return once again to your conscious state, you can bring back an entire recollection of what it was that you experienced, what it was that you created, what it was that you had for emotions and feelings while in that altered state of consciousness. This is not something that's difficult for you to do. This is not something that is beyond anyone's capacity. If you have the ability to concentrate for a matter of a few moments, then you can meditate. Meditation is simply the alteration of your consciousness while maintaining awareness of your thought process. Each of you has that capacity. Each of you do it on a continual basis. It takes an effort. It takes a choice and a decision. That choice and decision is influenced by your thoughts and feelings and by your beliefs. And the belief is indeed influenced by your choices and decisions. So we would encourage each of you to utilize that altered state of consciousness. Utilize your imagination maintain your word. And you will discover that you can enhance your expectation. Because the feelings and emotions that you experience in that altered state of consciousness influence the choices and decisions and have an impact upon your beliefs and consequently impact your reality. It's really that simple. Now, if you have any questions, we would be willing to answer them for you.
I was curious about the woman that I call a Palladian woman. Is she, would you call her my future incarnation? Is it like that?
Becomes a difficult question to answer because you see you exist in a reality that's an illusionary reality where time and space don't exist. You really have no future and no past incarnations. So to suggest that it's a future incarnation is to imply that there is such a thing as a future incarnation as opposed to a reality that encompasses all of the incarnations simultaneously. So it becomes a very difficult question to give an answer to that's an accurate description, because you see, your interactions, particularly in your altered state of consciousness, where you are very near your so-called conscious and awake state, are interactions with other entities that exist in many times other vibrational levels, but certainly in other incarnational periods that are, for lack of better terminology, coexisting. And it's a matter of tapping into and being aware of that interaction that's occurring now, not in some future, not in some past, but now. Simultaneously, each one influencing the other reality. You see, in your awakened consciousness state, this belief in time and space gives one the feeling that you're existing in this incarnational period and you're going through your day-to-day existence and it's going to terminate and you're going to enter into an altered state of consciousness and then perhaps you're going to reincarnate and somewhere in your so-called future you're going to do this all again. We're suggesting that that's not what really occurs. That's an illusionary perception that you have in your awakened consciousness state. But in your altered state of consciousness, it all exists simultaneously. And so it becomes a difficult question to answer that it's a future incarnation, but rather it's an interaction into another reality as opposed to a future incarnation or a past incarnation. Many times it's possible that you have those interactions with an entity that's not even involved in your so-called awakened consciousness state in any of your incarnational periods, but in your so-called altered state of consciousness the interaction occurs. It doesn't mean it's not real. It doesn't mean that it is simply an illusion. Absolutely not. We interact with our friends of ours. We are an entity that exists outside of your vibrational level. We have not experienced what you refer to as an incarnational state in your vibrational level. And yet, we exist. We are, as are yet, a viewer spark of consciousness. We interact to our friend Elias, and we have suggested that the interaction in this so-called incarnational period is not necessarily even as strong or as as pure a connection, if you wish, as what we have in other incarnational periods. But understand that that connection is now. It's not something that's happening in the past incarnational period or in a future incarnational period, but rather it's in the now. It's all is one. It occurs simultaneously. And yet we interact with our friend Elias, and yet we have not, as an entity, existed within your vibrational level. And so you have interactions with other entities that do not exist, not only in this incarnational period or in a future incarnational period, but in any so-called awake consciousness state, incarnational periods, but rather in your altered state of consciousness. Whether or not you accept that as being as real or as validated as what you experience in your awakened consciousness state is for you to decide. We interact with our friend Elias, who, to utilize your belief in time and space, was in his awakened consciousness state quite skeptical of our interactions in this incarnational period when we began this seemingly new interaction. And yet, accepts absolutely that we are an entity now that does not exist in your vibrational level, but yet is as valid and as real as any entity that does exist in your vibrational level. And so it's possible for you to accept and to have that understanding that it's possible to experience interactions with other entities in your seemingly altered state of consciousness that you, in your awakened consciousness state, have no interaction with in any of your incarnational periods, but rather interact with in your altered state of consciousness, similar to our interaction with our friend Elias. Does that answer your question?
Thank you.
Well now, it has once again been a very interesting interaction, and we once again express our gratitude for your offering us this opportunity and for you interacting with us on your vibrational level. For us, it is indeed the opportunity to interact and to share and to learn from each of you. We would like to emphasize that we do not in any way possess access to knowledge that is not available to each of you. You just simply must go with inside. The answers that you seek are within inside each of you. We simply express to you that which you desire to know and to hear. We simply express to you that which you already have access to, which you understand at some level of your consciousness. We do not have any insights into any of your creation processes not available to each of you. Not only is it not available to each of you, but it is available to each of you in a much more comprehensible manner than what we attempt to express once again through this limited use of the vocabulary. So we would encourage you to go with inside, to seek the answers with inside each of you. The information that you seek cannot be written in a book and cannot be expressed through the utilization of the vocabulary. You won't find it by listening to someone's types or someone's expressions of what it is that they believe. Go with inside. Go with inside and search for the answers. Utilize your imagination. Utilize your awareness of what it is that you're experiencing so you can bring it back into your awakened consciousness state, so that you can get a grasp of the emotions and feelings that are available to each of you. Go with inside. We would encourage each of you to be involved in that meditative state, in that altered state of consciousness, and to utilize your imagination and to seek the answers with inside. You are all that is. You create your reality, and you cannot fail to come to that understanding. All the rest is an illusion. All the rest lies within your grasp of understanding. Seek the answers within inside each of you. Now, once again we will express our gratitude to each of you, and we would remind you that we are not separated by time or space, but rather by a vibrational level, and should you choose to interact with us, you have but to express the intent, and we would welcome that opportunity to interact and to share with each of you. And so until the next time you offer us the opportunity, we bid each of you farewell with love and with peace.